And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 22nd of September, 2017. It's the birthday of Fay Weldon, born Worcestershire, England, 1931, best known for her feminist novel, The Life and Loves of a She-Devil, came out in 1983. Its heroine, a very unattractive woman who takes revenge on her husband and his attractive lover. Fay Weldon said, "It seemed to me when I wrote The Life and Loves of a She-Devil that women were so much in the habit of being good, it would do nobody any harm if they learned to be a little bad. That is to say, burn down their houses, give away their children, put their husband in prison, steal his money, and turn themselves into their husband's mistress." Her own husband had left her a few years before for their mutual therapist, and then she began writing the novel. Fay Weldon said, "Fine writing does not necessarily make a fine novel. Readers are quick to pick up whether you are trying to communicate with them to the best of your skill and ability or just showing off. The very density of fine writing can be off-putting. It's exhausting. If you're going to do it, at least put in lots of paragraphs." It's the birthday of the scientist of electromagnetics and electrochemistry, Michael Faraday, born in London, 1791, whose research on the magnetic field around a conductor carrying an electrical current laid the basis of our understanding of the electromagnetic field. He refused several honors in his career. He was offered a knighthood, which he declined. He refused to be the president of the Royal Society, and he also rejected a burial in Westminster Abbey. After his death, Michael Faraday, who made such important discoveries in physics and chemistry because he resisted his assumptions until he could prove them with facts. It was on this day, 1964, the musical Fiddler on the Roof opened on Broadway, based on short stories of the writer Sholem Aleichem about the poor dairyman named Tevye in the Russian village of Anatevka. Each of Tevye's daughters chooses a husband who is farther and farther away from the type of man Tevye would want in a son-in-law. And so he has to repeatedly choose between his religious convictions and his daughter's happiness. One of the musical's early titles was The Old Country, Where Papa Came From. And it's the birthday of Anne of Cleves in 1515, who was the fourth wife of King Henry VIII. She was from Dusseldorf, Germany. Henry did not care for her when he finally met her. She was a little sturdy, he thought, and she did not smell good. She was also such an innocent, she thought a kiss could make her pregnant. One of her ladies in waiting said, "Madam, there must be more than this, or it will be long ere we have an heir." Marriage was declared illegal. Anne was rewarded with jewels and a very good living allowance, several castles, and she lived comfortably for the rest of her life. Here's a poem by Charles Rafferty entitled Leisure. "The darkness takes refuge beneath our bed again, and it doesn't matter that the sun has risen a minute sooner than it did the day before. We have curated a warmth merely by lying here, and we take turns hitting the snooze button. The dog has not complained. The birds will not die down. We wait for the eggs to cook themselves." Poem by Charles Rafferty, Leisure, from The Smoke of Horses, published by Boa Editions and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.